Lesson 1. Understanding the basics. What is the difference between monitoring, fact-finding, and documenting? There are a number of methodologies you can use when collecting information about human rights abuses. The three most common methods are monitoring, fact-finding, and documenting. Monitoring refers to collecting, verifying, and using information about a situation over a period of time. Use this methodology if you want to collect large quantities of data, investigate a situation over a period of time, and assess whether an action or set of actions violates legal standards. Fact-finding is used to gather information about a specific event or series of events. Use this method if you are able to interview victims and witnesses, visually inspect the site of an incident, observe specific events, review and collect documents relevant to an incident, record or review photo, audio, and video evidence, and/or use forensic evidence. Documenting abuses refers to the process of recording information found during a fact-finding investigation. Documenting allows you to organize and preserve information so that you or others can use it as a basis for further action. What are some best practices for collecting information? As a human rights reporter, you will have a greater impact on your audience if you use sound methodologies for collecting information. To ensure that your investigation is taken seriously, follow these three simple guidelines. Be objective. Report on what you see, hear, and/or read. You want to avoid letting your opinions, emotions, and personal prejudices affect your reporting. Be impartial. When collecting information, do not omit someone's statement simply because you disagree with it. Follow all leads, even if you're skeptical about the veracity of the information. Seek out sources that represent all parties involved in an incident. If you produce a statement, make sure the evidence you have collected supports your statement. Most importantly, when collecting statements from individuals involved in an incident, try not to judge the information you collect based on your personal opinions. Instead, provide an assessment of each party's personal or political motives. Be accurate. Use a clear, organized methodology to collect information. To avoid inaccuracies or the appearance of bias, collect and document evidence about each incident using the same methodology. When interviewing victims or witnesses, document exactly what they say, rather than interpreting their words or statements. If you interpret their words, you may inadvertently change their meaning. Finally, make sure you are giving an accurate depiction of the situation or incident using credible evidence. When collecting information, asking the following six questions is very important. 1. Who is involved in the situation? When you are collecting information about a situation or event, always make a list of all the parties involved. This list can include the alleged victims, perpetrators, authorities such as a government, government officials, or members of our organization, and witnesses. When describing the who, make sure to provide an unbiased description of the individual or entity, their background, affiliations, and potential biases. 2. What happened? When answering the what, remember to be objective, impartial, and unbiased. To ensure that your personal prejudices do not affect your reporting, present all sides of the story, even if you believe one side more than the other. Try not to judge the information you collect based on your personal opinions. Instead, report just the facts and always attribute facts and claims to their sources. 3. When did the event occur? The when can include the date and or time an event took place, whether the event happened once or continued over a period of time, and how long the event lasted. To identify the when, look for clues in the information you have collected. Is the date and time clearly stated in eyewitness or secondhand accounts? If not, are there other clues you can use to determine the when, such as timestamps on video or audio evidence? Or are there clues about when it took place in relation to other political or social events? 4. Where did the situation occur? Information about where an event took place can include a city, province, or country, a part of town or a neighborhood, a particular building, or a part of a building. 5. Why did the situation happen? Answering the why requires you to analyze the reasons behind an incident, such as what caused the event to take place. To identify the why, look for causes and motivations. Base your reasons, the evidence you have collected, such as documents, interviews, or news articles. 6. How did it happen? What are the details of the situation? To answer the how, provide details of the situation or incident. These details should address how an event happened, how it started and ended. 6. How did it happen? What are the details of the situation? To answer the how, provide details of the situation or incident. These details should address how an event happened, how it started and ended, how it affected the people involved, and how people